The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 40th Psalm we hear, happy are those who make the Lord their trust. O Mission God, you have revealed true wisdom for our benefit, and as we try to manage our lives as public servants and those who live and maintain a family life, make our wills and actions true to you in both spheres. Help us to see how we are missed and needed, and be sensitive to those who love us. And help us to see the path that brings us wisdom for daily living as we put our trust in you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job. Have a good week.
You too. Have a good week.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, eighth day, Wednesday, January 17th, 2018.
Chairman Cole, what purpose you
rise? Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from Cole, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, the world-famous Kermit Miller has been granted permission to take video and photographs from KRCG-TV here on the Senate floor today.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Callaway, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have introduction of a very special guest.
Please proceed.
Thank you. On my left, no, on your right and my left, no, backwards, my right. I quit. Mr. President, to your left and my right, I would like to introduce Dr. Clark Andelin. He's here to be the doctor of the day for us. Hope no one has the flu. He's from Mexico, Missouri, and I ask the chamber to please give Dr. Andelin a warm welcome.
Let's please welcome the senator from Galloway's guest today and the doctor of the day for the day to the Missouri chamber. Introduction to guest, senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce some very special guests.
Please proceed.
On your left and my right, Mr. President, are Alderman Brittany Gillette, Alderman from the city of Wentzville, and her husband, Jake, and her two very handsome sons, Jack and Chase. I would ask that this body make them feel welcome and that Jack and Chase be made pages for the day.
Let's please welcome the guests from the Senator's second to the Missouri Senate chamber. The two young men will be made pages for the day. And if the guests would please rise and we'll just welcome to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guests. Senator from Lewis, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some very important guests. They're helping me out a lot in the office this year. They're over here on my left and your right, Mr. President. With us today is Holly Carl. She's a freshman at MU from Gower, Missouri. She studied environmental science and political science major. And also with her is Emily Hogan, freshman at the University of Missouri. She's majoring in biology and political science on the pre-med track. She's from Old Monroe, Missouri. And I'd like the Senate to make them feel very welcome, as they'll be seeing them around my office.
Please welcome the two new interns to the Senator from Lewis, to the Missouri Capitol and the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson, purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of some special guests. To my left and to your right in the upper chamber, I have my mother and father, Barry and Donna Hoskins, here today to watch the Senate proceedings, and I ask that you please make them feel welcome.
Let's please welcome the parents from the Senator from Johnson, if they would please rise and let the Senate acknowledge them being here today. Thank you. Introduction of guests. Hearing none. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Hearing none. Resolutions. Hearing none. Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
Senator from St. Francois.
Senator from St. Francis. Does not appear to be in the chamber. Sergeant of Arms, please summons the Senator from St. Francis. Senator from Buchanan, purpose do you rise?
Inquire of the Senator from Butler.
Senator from Butler, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan?
I do, Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan, you may proceed.
Senator, I was going to inquire of the Senator from St. Francis, but you're here, and the reason that I'm wanting to inquire of you is something that I read today in the Post-Dispatch. And it really bothers me, and I'd like to have just a brief discussion with you for the benefit of the members to think about what's going on. There was an op-ed written by a gentleman who's the chief operating officer of a nursing home association, and he writes, according to Missouri's own formula, $178 is required each day to provide care for every skilled nursing resident in the state. But Missouri pays only $153. The resulting $25 shortfall per diem puts the Show Me State in a precarious position, in an embarrassing one. You know, you've been working to protect consumers against increasing utility rates by hamstringing the Public Service Commission.
That's right.
And here we have a situation where the state of Missouri knowingly underpays nursing homes, and the result is that they have to overcharge all of the other senior citizens in nursing homes. And I don't know if you know it, but if you go into a nursing home in Missouri, you're likely to eat up all of your assets over time, and your family will end up destitute. I mean, the person going into the nursing home will, and they'll become essentially a ward of the state.
That's correct.
So if the state of Missouri pays less than the cost, basically what they're doing is they're shifting the burden of that over to all the other senior citizens and making them pay instead of the citizens of Missouri paying.
Yeah, citizens that may have had a long-term disability insurance or whatever and paying out every month.
Right, now, yep. Who ever thought that the state of Missouri would buy services and knowingly pay less for them than what they cost? And they make nursing homes submit all of these cost reports and complicated analysis. And the appropriate law is in 208.152.1. It says, benefits payments for medical assistance shall be made on behalf of those eligible needy persons who are unable to provide for it in whole or in part, with any payments to be made on the basis of reasonable cost of the care or reasonable charge for the services as defined, and so on. But I guess the words on the basis of the reasonable cost doesn't mean they have to pay the reasonable cost. And it's immoral and it's horrible that what we're doing is we're shifting the burden of taking care of the needy onto the other elderly, and then they all eat up all of their assets and to pay for it.
Yeah, that amazes me also. And, you know, as we all age, you know, the baby boomers, it's going to get even larger problem than what we even have.
Right.
More is be entering the nursing home situation. And, you know, say what you want, but the level of service and the quality of service could sometimes suffer also.
So now you contrast this with the utility industry.
Mm-hmm.
How much did they pay their head guy?
Well, you know, I've done.
Brent,
a,
yeah. I mean, it was like.
Well, what? The head guy is almost $7 million a year. Is
his salary?
Earnings. Yeah, right at $7 million. It's like 6.8 something with all his bennies that we can find out about.
Can you imagine Ameren providing electricity for less than it costs them to provide the electricity? I mean, they're guaranteed an 8%. Isn't that 8% return or?
It's 9.54.
They're guaranteed a 9.54% profit,
yep,
by the state of Missouri to provide electricity.
Right.
But we can't even pay the nursing home what it costs. And so we shift that burden over to the other seniors.
That's
to
correct.
Make them pay more and become destitute.
That's correct.
This is like, I am ashamed of this system, the way it's designed. And I just felt the need to make sure that, we talked about it a little bit as we go forward.
Well, you know, we need to talk a lot more about it as we go forward.
Yeah, we do.
Well, it's going to be a lot more talking about it as we go forward.
All right. Well, thank you for the inquiry.
Thank you so much.
Starting from the beginning. There's any other, we are on introduction of bills. Order of business of introduction of bills. Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
I have a bill.
Okay, please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 928, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to emergency services benefit determinations.
Introduction of bills.
Mr. President.
I'm sorry, Senator from second.
Explanation.
You want to explain the bill?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, briefly, we all are very familiar with the issues of rising health insurance costs. Much of this is driven by the mandates and the irrational insurance regulations imposed upon us by the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. I would note that the health insurance industry supported Obamacare, or at least the great majority of insurance carriers did, thinking that they would be, consumers would be forced to buy their products. Unfortunately, insurance carriers, and specifically in this case, I would call out Anthem in the state of Missouri, have used this crisis as an excuse to institute some very anti-consumer and downright unconscionable practices that I think will work to the detriment of healthcare consumers in the state of Missouri, and that's why I'm filing this bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Franklin, purpose to rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 929, introduced by Senator Schatz, an act relating to transportation sensors.
Introduction of bill. Senator from the ninth, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you. No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 930, introduced by Senator Curls, an act relating to guardians ad litem.
Introduction of bill. Senator from Callaway, purpose you rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of one bill.
Please send your one bill forward.
Thank you. No explanation at this time is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 931, introduced by Senator Riddle, an act relating to emergency medical services personnel.
Introduction of bill. Senator from Berry, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 932, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to reimbursement allowance taxes.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Andrews, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have three bills to offer, three fine pieces of legislation that speak for themselves and require no explanation.
Please send your three bills forward, and thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill Number 933, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to property assessed clean energy.
Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill Number 934, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to the statute of limitations for personal injury claims.
Madam Secretary, please read the third bill.
Senate Bill Number 935, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to board members of public water supply districts.
Introduction of bills. Introduction bills. Senator from the 23rd, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill. Thank you, Senator.
Senate Bill Number 936, introduced by Senator Igel, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 4th, what purpose do you rise?
Have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation necessary, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 937, introduced by Senator Hummel, an act relating to public assistance.
Introduction of bills. Introduction of bills. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I couldn't help but notice this, as the senator from the 23rd sent his bill forward, the page of the day acted much like other senators in this chamber. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. A list of the appointments has been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Please send your report forward, and the waiver of the reading will be granted.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection.
Mr. President, I move the committee reports be adopted. The Senate give advised consent to the appointments.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Lewis. All those in favor of that motion, say aye. Oh, I'm sorry. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Now we are back to the vote now. Senator from Newton, you are recognized. Close on your motion.
I renew my motion.
All those in favor of that motion, say aye. Those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. Senator from Cole. Senator from Barton.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 564, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Emery, Chairman.
Senator from Taney. Barry, Taney.
That's fine. Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children has a report.
Send a report forward.
Thank you.
He's not used to that. He needs to be. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 567, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 561, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 563, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sater, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two reports.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read the reports.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 579, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 626, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schatz, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Reform has a report.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 546, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Rowden, Chairman.
Senator Cole, if you can get away from the distraction.
Thank you, Mr. President. The senator from Andrew was distracting me. Without objection, the Senate will go to order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for second reading. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 816.
Senate Bill 816, an act relating to the civil penalty for violating certain underground facility safety standards.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 817.
Senate Bill 817, an act relating to the disposition of impounded animals.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 818.
Senate Bill 818, an act relating to Medicaid per diem reimbursement rates.
Appropriation, Senate Bill 819.
Senate Bill 819, an act relating to foster care.
Seniors, families, and children. Senate Bill 820.
Senate Bill 820, an act relating to broadband communication services provided by rural electric cooperatives.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 821.
Senate Bill 821, an act relating to the Missouri State Board of Nursing.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 822.
Senate Bill 822, an act relating to the admissibility of the use of safety belt as evidence of comparative negligence.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 823.
Senate Bill 823, an act relating to the Missouri Clean Water Law.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Bill 824.
Senate Bill 824, an act relating to nurses.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 825.
Senate Bill 825, an act relating to limitations on prescribing opioids.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 826.
Senate Bill 826, an act relating to the disposal of unused controlled substances.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 827.
Senate Bill 827, an act relating to vital records.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 828.
Senate Bill 828, an act relating to discriminatory policing.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 829.
Senate Bill 829, an act relating to the Missouri State Board of Accountancy.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 830.
Senate Bill 830, an act relating to unlawful activity on nuclear power plant property.
Judiciary, Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 831.
Senate Bill 831, an act relating to arbitration agreements between employers and at-will employees.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 832.
Senate Bill 832, an act relating to civil actions.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 833.
Senate Bill 833, an act relating to electric vehicle charging stations.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 834.
Senate Bill 834, an act relating to alcohol trade practices.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 835.
Senate Bill 835, an act relating to the Division of Professional Registration.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 836.
Senate Bill 836, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 837.
Senate Bill 837, an act relating to the deployment of wireless facilities.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, Environment, Senate Bill 838.
Senate Bill 838, an act relating to transportation of school children.
Education, Senate Bill 839.
Senate Bill 839, an act relating to a social innovation grant program.
Education, Senate Bill 840.
Senate Bill 840, an act relating to dietitians.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 841.
Senate Bill 841, an act relating to intoxicating liquor.
Government Reform, Senate Bill 842.
Senate Bill 842, an act relating to transportation.
Transportation Infrastructure Public Safety, Senate Bill 843.
Senate Bill 843, an act relating to the existence of certain state administrative boards and commissions.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 844.
Senate Bill 844, an act relating to the appointment power of the Director of the Division of Professional Registration.
Professional Registration, Senate Bill 845.
Senate Bill 845, an act relating to the task force of the prevention of sexual abuse of children.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 846.
Senate Bill 846, an act relating to suicide prevention training for healthcare professionals.
Seniors, Families, and Children, Senate Bill 847.
Senate Bill 847, an act relating to traffic enforcement.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 848.
Senate Bill 848, an act relating to the Board for Certification of Interpreters.
Professional Registration, Senate Joint Resolution 19.
Please send your report forward.
Mr. President, are you not wanting these joint resolutions read and the committees are sent to?
I'm sorry. Senator, could you repeat your referral on that?
She hasn't read it yet. Senate Joint Resolution 19.
Senate Joint Resolution 19, an act relating to the Conservation Commission.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Joint Resolution 20.
Senate Joint Resolution 20, an act relating to the reauthorization of a sales tax dedicated to conservation purposes.
Agriculture, Food Production, Outdoor Resources, Senate Joint Resolution 21.
Senate Joint Resolution 21, an act relating to a recall election for the St. Louis County Executive.
Local Government Elections, Senate Joint Resolution 22.
Senate Joint Resolution 22, an act relating to impeachment trials.
Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Joint Resolution 23.
Senate Joint Resolution 23, an act relating to property tax exemptions for veterans.
Veterans and Military Affairs, Senate Joint Resolution 24.
Senate Joint Resolution 24, an act relating to the Missouri General Assembly.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, Ethics, Senate Joint Resolution 25.
Senate Joint Resolution 25, an act relating to bingo.
Progress Development, Senate Joint Resolution 26.
Senate Joint Resolution 26, an act relating to financial disclosure for entities engaging in certain political campaign activities.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, Ethics, Senate Joint Resolution 27.
Senate Joint Resolution 27, an act relating to members of the General Assembly.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, Ethics, Senate Joint Resolution 28.
Senate Joint Resolution 28, an act relating to the nonpartisan court plan.
Government Reform, Senate Joint Resolution 29.
Senate Joint Resolution 29, an act relating to term limits for members of the General Assembly.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, Ethics, Senate Joint Resolution 30.
Senate Joint Resolution 30, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Joint Resolution 31.
Senate Joint Resolution 31, an act relating to the state budget.
Ways and Means, Senate Joint Resolution 32.
Senate Joint Resolution 32, an act relating to the compensation adjustments appropriated by the General Assembly.
Rules, Joint Rules Resolution, Ethics, Senate Joint Resolution 33.
Senate Joint Resolution 33, an act relating to the appropriation of state money.
Ways and Means.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on second reading.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on second reading.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1246.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1246, an act relating to human trafficking hotline posters.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, House Bill 1303.
House Bill 1303, an act relating solely to lobbyist expenditures.
Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution, Ethics, House Committee Substitute, House Bill 1500.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1500, an act relating to the Board of Cosmetology and Barber Examiners.
Professional Registration.
Senator from Cole, purpose your eyes.
Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the Governor? If so, I'd ask the reading be waived and they be printed in the journal.
They are messages from the Governor. The reading will be waived and they will be printed in the journal. Senator from Newton, purpose your eyes.
Please refer the gubernatorial appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments.
They will be referred. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. 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 Hearing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 1600, Monday, January 22nd, 2018.
You've heard the motion made by the Senator from Cole. All those in favor of that motion, say aye. Those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned till 1600 hours on Monday, January the 22nd.